Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to be looking at how to use circles in dressage training. Now, circles of all different sizes form a major part of all dressage tests, from the basic training levels right through to more advanced levels. So it follows that circles should also form a big part of your daily training regimen. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at the benefits of circles and how you can maximize their effectiveness in your dressage training. So let's begin by first discussing what the dressage judge is looking for. So when judging a circle in a dressage test, they're hoping to see that the circle is accurate, that the horse is showing the correct bend, that he is moving on one track with good rhythm, in a correct frame, and with good balance. Now, all those elements demonstrate to the judge that the horse is being schooled correctly in line with the dressage scales of training. And in order for the circle to be the correct size and placed at the correct marker, your horse must be supple enough to bend uniformly around your leg, remaining on one single track as he follows the line of the circle. Now, the horse must also be able to remain in balance and stay connected through his back to the contact so that he maintains the correct rhythm and frame without losing impulsion and dropping onto his forehand or coming above the bit. But why does the judge want to see all of these things? Well, circles are an exceptionally useful training tool and are fundamental to your horse's progression. And when ridden correctly, circles provide the following benefits. So they improve the horse's suppleness. They help to strengthen the horse's hindquarters. They encourage the horse's inside leg to step further underneath and therefore improve the horse's engagement. They help to get the horse working into the outside rein. They improve the horse's balance. They help to keep the horse focused and attentive to your aids. They also allow the rider to assess the horse's responsiveness to the leg, seat, rein, and body positioning aids, and they also help to slow down an eager horse and to help you control the tempo of the pace. Now, these circles can be ridden in all the basic paces and can therefore provide you with a variety of additional training movements such as transitions on a circle, changing the rein out of a circle, spirals, etc. So now we know why we should be riding circles, what size circle should we be riding? Well, in training, theoretically, circles can be ridden at any size that the horse is capable of. Now, during competition, the standard circle sizes are 20 metres diameter, 15 metres, 10 metres, 8 metres, and even 6 metres. Now, the smaller the circle diameter, the more difficult it is for the horse. Now, where 20 metre circles can be ridden on novice horses at the beginning of their career, 6 metre circles should only be ridden on advanced horses that have achieved high levels of balance, engagement, suppleness, and collection. Now, during your schooling session, you should always start by working on larger circles until the horse's muscles warm up and loosen before progressing to smaller circles and tighter turns. Okay, so now let's talk about how we get started with these circles. Well, a young horse or one that is making a career change, for example, an ex-racehorse, should always begin working on large circles no smaller than 20 metres in diameter. Now, a 25 metre or a 30 metre circle is even better should your working in arena be large enough. Now, initially, you can begin training on the lunge, as inexperienced horses may find circles easier to manage on the lunge because they don't have the handicap of the rider's weight on their backs. You can then progress to riding under saddle, and riding large circles in the walk, the trot, and the canter equally on both reins. Now, when riding, you need to concentrate on keeping the horse working forwards in a good rhythm and with a uniform bend to the inside of the circle. And the horse must remain on one track, without swinging his quarters to the outside, crossing his hind legs over, or falling out through his shoulder. Now, know also that riding too many straight lines with a young horse will only encourage him to run onto his forehand, whereas riding large circles will help to control his balance and tempo. Now, once the horse is confident and capable on a large circle, you can then start to increase the degree of difficulty by making your circles slightly smaller. Now, concentrate on maintaining the rhythm, suppleness, contact, impulsion, bend, and balance, and don't sacrifice the quality of the pace to ride a smaller circle. Now, if the horse does begin to lose any of those essential qualities, then make the circle larger again. Essentially, you want to be able to ride these smaller circles with the same quality of movement as your larger circles. Now, this is a gradual progression and it will take time because your horse needs to build strength, he needs to improve his balance and increase his flexibility. So it will not happen overnight. So now we've talked about the logical progression of circles. Now let's talk about where do we ride these circles? Because the difficulty of a circle is not only depicted by its size, but also the location in which it is ridden. For example, a 10-metre circle ridden at A is much easier than a 10-metre circle that is ridden in the centre of the arena around X. Now, this is because the circle at A is easier to place, since you are able to use a small part of the outside track to help maintain its accuracy. So, once your horse can comfortably perform a circle of a certain size, you can increase the difficulty slightly by riding that circle in more challenging locations. Now, this is a great way of upping the ante without overburdening the horse and asking him for more bend than what he is capable of. It's simply an exercise of trying to maintain the accuracy of the circle whilst riding it in a more difficult location. Now, whilst we're on that subject, let's talk a little bit more about accuracy. Because it can be very easy for you to think that you're riding a 15-metre circle, when in truth, the circle is actually 18 metres in the shape of an egg. So to get the most benefit from riding circles and also to get good marks in dressage tests, you must make the circles accurate. Now, make sure that you understand the dimensions of the arena that you are riding in so that you can make these circles accurate. For example, if your arena is 20 metres wide, then a 10-metre circle or a 10-metre half circle ridden from the track must touch the centre line. Now, if you are schooling your horse in a field or an unmarked area, then before you begin riding, measure out your schooling area properly and ensure that all the letters are in the correct place. And then you can practice riding circles of different sizes in precise places in the arena, just as you would in a dressage test. Now, if you struggle to maintain accuracy along with all the other necessary qualities that we covered earlier, then the circle is probably too small for your horse's current capabilities. So again, make the circle larger until the horse's suppleness and balance improves. Now, once you start getting good at circles, then you can start linking them together. Because circles and half circles of various sizes can be linked together to create schooling patterns such as serpentines and figures of eight. And these patterns and changes of bend help you to coordinate your rein, leg and seat aids and also encourage you to ride more accurately. And it also helps to keep things interesting for your horse. So now here are some examples for how you can use circles, how you can link them together, how you can create interesting exercises that you can use to develop your horse's way of going. So the first exercise number one, we've called 3-in-1. And this exercise can be ridden at A, B, E or C in the arena. And it can be done in walk, trot or canter, depending on your horse's stage of training. So let's say you're going to start riding this at A, for an example. So you're going to ride a 20-meter circle, and you're going to begin in working trot. Now, once you've ridden one 20-meter circle and you return to A, you're then going to ride a 15-meter circle in the same place. And again, once you've rode that 15-meter circle, as you return to A, you're then going to ride a 10-meter circle. Now, all three of these circles must be accurate and of the correct size and shape and located at A. Now, a progression on this is you can then repeat the exercise, but each time you approach A, you could ride a transition to walk. You could walk for three or four steps before then picking up trot or canter or the pace of your choice and continuing on with the circle. Another progression is that you could ride all three circles again, but this time you could ride the 20-meter circle in a medium trot, the 15-meter circle in a working trot, and the 10-meter circle in a collected trot. Now, obviously, remember to do this exercise equally on both reins. Now, moving on to exercise number two, and this is spirals. Now, this exercise is designated to ensure that the horse is listening to your outside aids, and it's also useful for developing both lateral suppleness and longitudinal suppleness. So you're going to begin riding the exercise in walk, and then you can move on to riding it in working trot once your horse gets the hang of things. So again, you're going to ride a 20-meter circle, and again you can do it A, B, E or C. For the purpose of this exercise, we're going to ride it again at A, and you're going to start in medium walk. Now make sure that the steps are active and that the horse is working forwards into the bridle. You're then going to leg yield inwards to make the circle smaller. But once you get to a 15-meter circle, you're going to ride one complete circle. And then on returning to your starting point of that circle, you're then going to leg yield in again so that the circle is now 10 meters in diameter and ride a complete 10-meter circle. And then once that is done, you're going to leg yield out, repeating it back to the 15-meter circle and then back to the 20-meter circle. Now, throughout this exercise, make sure that the horse is clearly leg yielding to your aids and is not simply falling in or falling out or drifting in and drifting out on the circles. Now, in these exercises, if your horse isn't yet capable of riding a 10-meter circle or even a 15-meter circle, that is fine. Just make the circle slightly smaller to what size he can comfortably manage while still being able to maintain his balance. But moving on to exercise three, this is serpentines and circles. Now, depending on how advanced your horse's schooling is, this exercise can actually be ridden in all three paces. But when you ride in canter, you can either ride the second loop in counter canter, you could ride a simple change every time you cross the centre line, or you could even ride flying changes. But here's the exercise, we're going to first do it in a working trot. So in the working trot, you're going to ride a three-loop serpentine from C on the left rein. Now, when you cross the centre line for the first time in your first loop, you're then going to ride a 10-metre circle to the left before continuing on with the serpentine. And then you're going to continue with the second loop. And as you're about to start the third loop and you cross the centre line for the second time, you're going to ride another 10-meter circle to the left before continuing with the serpentine and completing the final loop, finishing at A on the left rein. Now, that is a little difficult to explain on a podcast, but the easiest way to do it is to draw out a three-loop serpentine, and each time you cross over the center line, add in a 10-meter circle. Now, as mentioned, if your horse isn't quite capable of riding 10-meter circles yet, you could ride a 15-meter circle or an 18-meter circle. But to wrap this episode up, circles are used in dressage training to develop suppleness, engagement, balance, and throughness. Now, concentrate on riding your circles accurately to get the maximum benefit from the exercises, and always have the requirements of the dressage skills of training utmost in your mind. Now, if any of those scales begin to fail, then go back a step to re-establish them. For example, if you ride a 10-meter circle and the horse loses rhythm and swings his quarters out, make the circle larger. ride forward to correct the rhythm, and focus on your outside aids to keep the horse working on a single track. You can then make the circle smaller again as your horse's balance and suppleness improve. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, our free stuff, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.